Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for some Sunday stocks right here on CBS Sports Radio. We assess whose stock in the sports world is booming and whose is dooming. Let's hit the music.
Another week is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down.
Sell, sell.
It's Sunday Stocks, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
The New York Stock Exchange bell is ringing. Let's get it going. Stock up number one, Old Dominion, Blake LaRussa. Yesterday, 30 of 49, 495 yards through the air, four touchdowns, no picks. Also adds a rushing touchdown. And Old Dominion, after starting the year off 0-3, the Monarchs, they take down the Hokies of Virginia Tech, who were 13th in the nation entering yesterday. Old Dominion wins 49-35. Credit to the quarterback, Blake LaRussa, and also the head coach, Bobby Wilder, and that entire team. Congratulations, boys. A job well done, and you're deserving of a stock up for Old Dominion. Stock up number two. As a Mets fan, I should despise the Atlanta Braves. But Atlanta is a fun team this year, and they have a young core. They have a group that you didn't expect a whole lot going into this season. At times, you probably said, oh, yeah, the Washington Nationals will eventually come back and the Phillies are going to fall back, which the Phillies eventually did. But then when you start to realize in July, you know, Washington stinks and they're not going to make the playoffs. You knew it was a two-team race between the Braves and the Phillies. And the Braves, they ran away with this one. They've clinched the division and now they're going to the postseason. So a stock up to Hotlanta, the Braves.
First stock up goes to the PGA. Tiger Woods leading the tour championship heading into tomorrow. And I know it's a football Sunday, but what I'm most looking forward to, probably because my Giants are going to lose, is as soon as that game ends at 4, 15 p.m. Eastern, turning over to watch Tiger and Rory battle it out. The ratings are going to be through the roof because of the Tiger effect. Plus, you probably couldn't have drawn up a better pairing for the final group. Top that with the fact that the Ryder Cup goes on next week. All eyeballs will be on this sport, something the sport has desperately needed since Tiger fell out of dominance to stock up to the PGA. Second stock up, and normally I don't like to touch brands, but they deserve it. Anheuser-Busch. The Browns go out. They get their first victory in... 600 plus days?
635, if anyone was counting.
Clearly, you had a calendar. 635 days it took the Browns to win. Baker Mayfield, the first overall draft pick, leads them to victory. And all that anyone talks about afterwards are these fridges that Anheuser-Busch put around Cleveland where fans get free beer. Talk about kings of publicity. They played it to a T. That's a hell of a job. And frankly, I'm a little jealous because the way that my team's going, maybe they should start putting some fridges in my town. Stock up to them.
Dilly dilly, the Browns even ran Philly Philly. Now, Graceffa should have went to that game because he was miserable as a Jet fan. At least you could have enjoyed a few adult beverages after the game.
Don't worry, I did that anyway.
Shocker. All right, go ahead.
First stock up, Victor Martinez. Very underrated career. He calls it a career today. Didn't want to go play on the road. Wanted to finish it in front of the fans in Detroit. One of the best switch hitters of his era. Great clubhouse guy. Was an all-star everywhere he's been. Started out as a catcher. Didn't really have a position, didn't really have a whole lot of speed, but was just a great pure hitter. Stock up, Victor Martinez.
So not Avante Davis situation here. This is a willing, both parties.
He even played
okay
first base
this.
Today.
Oh, how about that?
Got himself an infield hit. Unbelievable.
Number two.
Second stock up, Nick Saban, but for a different reason. We give Nick Saban his platitudes. We give him his compliments. I saw a stat today. Crazy. 13-0 against former assistants.
Yeah.
Now, Parcells lost to some assistants. Belichick's lost to some assistants. All these great coaches, they lose to the guys on their tree eventually. Jimbo Fisher, Kirby Smart, even in the national championship game, you can't beat them. Nick Saban, stock up.
That number's 14-0? Is that
what you have? I saw 13-0.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, 13-0.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I thought you said 14, but it's all good. All right, here we go. Stock down. Boston College, Purdue was 0-3 entering yesterday. You lose to them 30-13. So much for being in the top 25. My Temple Owls play you next weekend, so I wish you were still in the top 25, but you're going to be out of the top 25. Nice job, Adazio. TCU, after the impressive performance up against Ohio State, they lose to Texas. Virginia Tech played 0-3 Old Dominion. You lose to them. And then Oklahoma State crushed Boise State last weekend. You have Texas Tech coming in, a good football team, but you get embarrassed at home 41-17. BC, TCU, Virginia Tech, and Oklahoma State, stock down. All right, stock down number two. I feel bad for this guy because I don't think he got a fair shake in Buffalo. And then he comes to Cleveland, and they gave him every opportunity in the world. And I understand he got hurt in the game, and I hope he's all right with the concussion. But up until he got hurt, he was on the road of getting taken out of the game anyway because he only had 19 yards. That's Tyrod Taylor. Your back is up against the wall. The fans are chanting, "We want Baker! We want Baker!" And you only could put up 19 yards? And then Baker Mayfield comes in the game, and he actually moves the ball and eclipses you at 19 yards, one possession in. Stock down to Tyrod Taylor. And if any idiot out there thinks that the Browns should go back to Tyrod Taylor, just stop it. After the performance he had last week, you need to play Baker Mayfield. You need to play him next week.
First stock down, MLB celebrations. And I know this is going to come off as a get off my lawn moment, but I'm sitting on the couch watching my New York Yankees celebrate a wild card berth. And they're celebrating in the clubhouse with champagne. Who are we kidding? I mean, let's get real with this. And I know this isn't the first time it happened. It won't be the last time. But we got to stop in Major League Baseball celebrating every single step of the way. To put it in perspective, if the Yankees win a World Series this year, they will have poured champagne in the locker room 5 times over the next month. 5 times. That's more than one champagne shower every week. What is the point of it at that point? It's not a celebratory thing. It loses all its luster. No other sport does it. Let's get out of it. It's only in baseball. It's stupid. Stock down.
Now, I will say this. You are a Yankees fan, so you have a different standard. When the Mets clinched the wild card berth a few years ago, I was actually in the clubhouse. I was covering the game. I was thrilled. Absolutely thrilled because we're the Mets. But I could understand your take because you're a Yankee fan and you expect
that. It's great, but you could celebrate without the champagne. Oh, we get one game to play to keep going. Let's douse ourselves.
And
then we win that. Let's do it again. It's stupid. Second stock down, Mike Tomlin. I mean, what is going on in Pittsburgh? You've got Le'Veon Bell holding out. You've got all the drama with Antonio Brown this week. And by the way, if that's Odell Beckham acting that way,
I knew you had to get
Twitter, the entire world would explode. I mean, it's ridiculous. Put in the fact that they're winless. And they only get, and the game that they tied, they had to squeak out against arguably the worst team in the last, you know, 2 decades in the NFL. It's a recipe for disaster, and this thing is one tick away from exploding. Mike Tomlin's job couldn't be more on the hot seat. Stock down to him.
All Antonio Brown needs left is a pizza and a cigar, and everything will be fine.
And
right?
Keep in mind what James Harrison said about him in the offseason, too.
Stock down Karl-Anthony Towns. Big surprise that Karl-Anthony Towns got his max contract when Jimmy Butler wants his way out when All Jimmy Butler and Tom Thibodeau tried to do was change the culture there, and apparently it didn't go well with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. Stock down. Second stock down, these University of Texas football fans, they think they're back. They think they're competing for... You're not back yet. You beat TCU, nice win today. You beat USC the week before that, you're not back yet. You're supposed to be competing... You know, Tom Herman went there with the idea of you're competing for national titles. You're not back yet. Stock down.
I like the aggressiveness to end things off by one James Graceffa. Always says the right thing at the right time, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.